Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Leslie Jones.
But first, I would like to give a shout out to Trevor Noah. One of the things that moved me so much in his last show, he said, if you want to truly learn about America, talk to black women. Well, guess who's coming to dinner, baby? Woo! We got a great show for you. Morris Chestnut is here. Headlines. Yeah, okay. You guys remember that for the past 6 months, we've been roasting the shit out of Donald Trump for keeping classified documents at his house? And I have to agree, what kind of moron? I mean, what kind of irresponsible piece of shit would keep classified documents at his house? I mean, he's got to be the only dumbass that would do something so stupid.
Breaking news from the White House, more classified documents were found in President Biden's Delaware home.
Just roll the damn tape.
This morning, President Biden is facing growing calls for transparency from Republicans and even some Democrats amid the special counsel's investigation into his handling of classified documents after he left the Obama administration. Pressure is mounting after this weekend, the White House counsel's office said additional pages of classified documents were discovered inside the president's Delaware home. It comes after about a dozen initially discovered at Mr. Biden's private office, including at least one document marked top secret. That followed by two batches discovered in Delaware, including inside his garage.
Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
By the way, my Corvette's in the locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
What? This is a national security emergency, okay? A man this old with access to a Corvette? What's more scary, Biden losing the nuclear codes or Biden going 85 on the highway? Biden, please do not drive that Corvette. Your ass can't even ride a bike. Let me tell you something. He probably loves talking about this scandal because it gives him a chance to talk about his Corvette. Hey, everybody. Got stolen documents next to my sweet Corvette.
Go grease lightning, you're burning up the Corvette. Grease lightning, go grease lightning.
And look, I know this is a big scandal, but honestly, I think these documents was pretty safe at Biden's house because it's hard to find anything in an old man's garage. Grandpa, where's the documents? It's by the leaf blower. You have just say this for a minute? I am so disappointed in you, Joe Biden, because this is the Trump scandal you copy? Stealing documents? You could have been black balls deep in porn stars, you dumb But there's a bigger problem here. Because first it was Trump, now it's Biden. What I need to know is who is in charge of these documents? Who is the bitch who is freely giving out classified documents? Who the f*** is this person? What's up, y'all? How you doing, man? You wanna get some documents? Check this out, though. I just came back from lunch, and I smoked the biggest spliff I have ever rolled, so I'm real high right now. So it's your lucky day. I'm gonna hook you up with all the documents you need right now. You know what? Just take what you want. But wait, wait. I'm gonna need to get you to sign. Hold on. Let me get something for you to sign. But you know what? I remember you. I remember you. I trust you. But you gotta be cool, son. You gotta be cool with these documents, okay? Where you gonna hide them at? Where you, in the Corvette? You got a Corvette? Take whatever you need, you are a G. Okay, but let's move on. Let me show you what's going on in Boston.
Okay, so a monument meant to honor the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Coretta Scott King's legacy, facing some backlash. It's called the Embrace the Statue, was unveiled Friday on the Boston Common. It was inspired by a photograph of the couple hugging after Dr. King won the Nobel Peace Prize back in 1964. So look at the hands in the picture and then look at that. The art piece features the couple's arms during the embrace and not their heads, which has sparked a mixed reaction.
Has anyone in here ever been out? I'm serious. Has anyone in here ever participated in the munch? Because they celebrating you right now. They are celebrating you in Boston right now. Lord. Listen, I know Dr. King went down in history, but this is not how you show it. And let me tell you something. Even though I'm about to go straight hard on this statue, I gotta talk to the white people for a second. White people, you don't need to be saying shit about this statue. You understand? Black hands only. You need to sit your ass in the back of the bus for this one, okay? You need to honor this statue. This is our civil rights icon. Going down on his wife. You show some damn respect. Okay, black people, what the f we gonna do? We gotta talk about this. We gotta talk about this. Cause you know it's messed up when black people and the Proud Boys hate the same statue. But I don't know. You know, I mean, maybe we'll end up liking it. You know what I'm saying? We might end up liking it. Did you know that people hated the Eiffel Tower when it first went up? You know, the French people was like, ugh, it ruins the Seine. Ooh, mi amor, de mou mou mou. That is the worst impression of a French person ever done in the history. What about Christ the Redeemer? I bet you when they first put it up, everybody was like, Jesus is going, what's up? Why y'all kill me? But now everybody love it. So maybe it's just a matter of time. Maybe it's just a matter of time. In time, we will see this statue for what it truly is. Martin Luther King going down on his wife. I can't unsee it! I can't unsee it! It is what it is! You know what? I can't talk about this by myself. I need another black woman on my side. Y'all give it up for Dulce! Dulce!
I mean,
what you think about this statue?
Listen, now I know that you thought it looked like...
He's going down on Coretta.
From the angle that you saw. From the angle that I saw. It looks like hands cradling a big penis. You know, like a bronze dildo that got left out in the sun. Right, because no matter which way you look at it, it's a different erotic act, right? It's like a sexual Rubik's Cube.
Absolutely.
Like, every time you spin it, like, you just got to take the stickers off and move them around. Because you've never solved one. None of us have solved one.
Ever.
Ever. Lies. But I'm not surprised. They never get Martin's statue right.
Ever.
You saw that monument they put up in D.C.? Look at the statue. I mean, what the hell is this? The man literally marched for freedom. And his statue don't have no legs. You know why people like the Mona Lisa? Because I can see the bitch. Mm. And she's giving fierce. Mm-hmm. She's giving unbothered. She's giving legacy. Mm-hmm. Am I pretty? Who cares? I'm famous. That's the Mona Lisa. Now, say what you will about them goofy-ass conservatives, but they know how to make a statue. It's a white dude on a horse. It's always a white dude on a horse. There's no confusion. That's all confusion. So listen, that's what the liberals need to do. Make a statue of MLK in his suit on a horse.
But did MLK have a horse?
I don't know. Neither do y'all. So put him on a horse, put him on a throne, hell, put him in Joe Biden's Corvette, all right? At least we would know who it was. Because you know what, Miss Leslie?
Yes, baby.
I also have a dream. I have a dream of an MLK statue with feet, with a torso and legs and arms in the right place.
Amen.
A statue that doesn't look like a sex act. Because right now it looks like a penis.
Hallelujah.
And if you want there to be a penis, then fine. You can give him a penis. The great Martin Luther King had a penis, so they say. Give him a good Christian penis.
Strong.
And put it where a penis is supposed to go. Because I know a couple places. Where a penis is supposed to go, Leslie, and I'm telling you, I enjoy it every time.
Come on,
I know how y'all feel about this. Whack. Okay. You're right.
Bring it back to MLK. Bring it back to MLK.
Okay.
Bring it back to MLK.
You know, I gotta be careful. I got a dress on. This new furniture. I just
okay,
gotta.
Okay, but come on. Ooh-wee! Y'all give it up for Dulce! When we come back. When we come back, I'll find out what you did on MLK Day. So don't go.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarcella.
Putting bad guys away, there's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarcella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the law was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarcella.
We gotta show that he's a corrupt cop.
They could go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before, MLK Day was yesterday, and everybody celebrates it in their own way. And a lot of those ways are wrong. So I went around New York yesterday to find out how people were celebrating, so check it out.
Since The Daily Show finally hired a black host, we can properly celebrate Martin Luther King Day by asking New Yorkers how they celebrate his legacy. Shut up! Don't interrupt me on Martin Luther King Day. That ain't cool. So, let's do this. Do y'all know what today is?
We're lost.
We're lost day? Do you know what day it is today?
It's Monday.
What you do today?
Well, today we just woke
up. We just checked out of our hotel.
Checked out of our hotel. We're going to go get coffee and we're gonna walk around.
So, which one of those celebrates Martin Luther King Day?
Well, none of what we've talked about so far.
Yes, 32 yes. Push-ups for Martin. So this ain't reparations, but this is enough. That's right. Give me one hand once. Yeah, that's right. Hey, what y'all doing to celebrate MLK?
Came to New York.
That's it? That's all y'all gonna do?
Saw some shows, ate some food, did some shopping.
All right, I'm gonna come back to y'all on Juneteenth. And y'all better have done better. Don't you like when he, like, you know, refused to move to the back of the bus?
Mm-hmm. I can remember snippets through the world news.
He didn't refuse. That was Rosa Parks.
Was it?
Name a famous MLK quote.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
And what does he say after that?
I'm not sure.
Name a famous MLK quote. Oh, besides, I have a dream.
Besides, I have a dream.
I will pay you $1 million if you can tell me something else that Martin Luther King said.
He told his children he loved them.
Millionaire!
So,
lady, you do not know what he said to his children.
Can we Google it?
No!
I have a dream that one day, that's all I got.
I have a dream that one day white people will actually know what's in that damn speech. Okay, just name five black people.
Eddie Murphy.
That's the only black person you know, Eddie Murphy.
Byron Leftwich.
Who the f*** is Byron Leftwich?
Byron Leftwich is an NFL as an offensive line coach.
Don't nobody know him. You're just making up names now. So how are you celebrating Martin Luther King?
Not too sure.
So that's what he died for, man? For you just to be out here just not doing nothing on this day? Nah, I'm just kidding. You can do whatever you want, man. You black.
We're going to go see The Lion King.
Okay. It's got King in the title. I mean, that's as close as you can get. I'll take it.
the freedom and liberty to go about and do what we want to do. Right. That's our celebration.
See, that's a quote from a black woman right there. Yeah. That's right. She earned
freedom
that.
Freedom and the liberty.
She earned that.
To do what we want to do.
That's right. It's your birthday. How old are you?
I'm 50.
What? Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Black don't crack.
It don't crack.
You still need lotion, though. You still need lotion.
Because when we come back, Morris Chestnut will be joining me. Don't go away. Don't go away.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarcella.
Putting bad guys away.
There's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarcella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarcella.
We gotta show that he's a corrupt cop.
They could go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a producer, and you know him from Boys in the Hood and the Best Man franchise. He's here to talk about the new limited series, The Best Man, The Final Chapters, which is streaming right now on Peacock. Please welcome Morris Chestnut!
On the Leslie Jones Show.
Oh my God, Morris Chestnut!
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
oh you. My God, you are the epitome of black don't crack, bro. You are beautiful.
Thank you. Let me just say though, first of all, you were so kind and generous from the whole cast and the whole production. Thank you for all the posts that you did for us when the streaming show came out. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
we
appreciate you. I'm telling the truth. It is one of the best things I've watched in a long time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's gonna be good because you guys have great actors. Y'all are already good actors. It's a great plot. You have a great director.
Yes.
And you spend time on everything. It's just so appreciated.
Thank you so much. And thank you for watching. Thank all you guys for watching. Everybody out there in TV land. Thank you.
So good.
Thank you.
Now, I was talking to this about earlier. I know every time somebody meets you, I know I said, if I ever meet Morris Chestnut, the first thing that's gonna come out of my mouth is, why didn't you zigzag down that alley?
I get that all the time. I get that all the time.
I cry every time on that part.
Do you?
Every time.
Well, you know, now, I mean, I've cried too because I can't be in the sequel, right? I can't be in the sequel.
Is it going to be a sequel?
No, it won't be a sequel.
Oh, man. Because I'll tell you, especially when your mama was looking at that car and she was like, my baby passed. Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Okay, so this is what I want to know. Most people stick around you know, a long time in this business, and they don't look as good as you. How you keep it so tight?
Thank you, thank you. You know, I just try to live right, eat right, and exercise, and drink a lot of water and all that type of stuff.
Are you like a heavy exercise person? Like you work out every day? You have a trainer? Or
I work out a lot. Yes, I'm always at the gym. Like probably 6-7 days a week at least.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. How many more days is in the week?
Well, you know, I mean, for the most part, when I'm really always at the gym. But that's like my outing. I mean, I don't stay out late. I mean, my outing for the day is going to the gym. That's kind of like my social activity. I go to the gym and go home.
Wow. Yeah. He a good man, Savannah. So when you started doing this movie, the series, uh-huh. The Best Man series, how many people asked you to be their best man? I mean, how many bachelor parties have you arranged?
No. Because, judging by what I did to the Taye Diggs character in the first movie,
yeah.
I don't get too many invites I don't get too many. Listen, I mean, you know, a lot of people, they do enjoy the movie. They do have a lot of questions, and they always say to me sometimes, well, you know, I want to make sure my best man didn't sleep with my girl and all that type of stuff. But yeah.
Oh, okay. So you get a lot of that.
I get a lot of that. Yeah.
Now, the story is about, you know, navigating several friendships mm-hmm. and a lot of drama and stuff. Now, do you have a lot of drama in your actual life?
I don't actually. I have a close-knit friend group. I have, you know, friends that I've been friends with since, you know, second grade, and, you know, a lot of friends that I've been friends with a long time. Our only drama is when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when my team loses, I got to hear a lot of mess.
Oh.
But luckily, I'm an Eagles fan. Any Eagles fans in the house? So we're doing all right this year. So I've been delivering a lot of drama to some people in my friend group.
Morris, it's about the Giants here. Okay, thanks.
Wow. Okay, you're right. Hey, it's gonna be a good game though. It's gonna be a good game.
We gonna win.
My condolences to you guys early though.
No.
My condolences to you.
Thank you. Giants, Eagle. Giants eat Eagles.
That's
thanks.
What's happening. Okay. I'm gonna get on social media after the game now. Let's exchange.
You wanna talk smack with me, baby.
Well, no, I can't do that. I've learned. Never talk smack with a comedian. I did a long time ago, I did a movie with Bill Bellamy and D.L. Hughley. Oh, and yeah. And when I did that movie, I realized to never say anything.
Yeah.
Because, you can't, because comedians, you guys are so perceptive and you guys see everything, you hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I will not talk smack to you.
Oh, that's okay.
Not at all.
It's okay, Morris, you can talk smack to me. Now, the one thing I appreciate about the franchise is how they have black men
yes.
being friends and being real. How do you think, like, how important it is, do you think the portrayal of friendships and relationships between black men is portrayed on TV?
I think it was very important for our movie. Just for the... Because, listen, there's life that happens, there's drama that happens, and, you know, you're friends with somebody long enough, there's bound to be some type of disagreements and arguments and all that type of situation. However, with our film, it shows that we can overcome that. Mm-hmm. It's like, no matter what your differences are, no matter what type of arguments or disagreements you get into, as a brotherhood, you can still come together and be there for your brother. So I think that's one of the things that's helped this series, you know, prevail throughout the years.
Yeah, you know, I think, yes. Definitely. One of my favorite scenes is when he's going through the divorce
yeah,
and you guys yes. came over and just started sitting at the table like, we about to play cards, fool.
Come without a doubt, yes.
And play cards. That just made my heart. But I'm going to tell you my favorite part.
Okay.
The way you dealt with your son.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. It was so good. Everything, because every time you would pray, I would be like, you have the wrong prayers, bruh. You got the wrong prayer.
Right.
He was like, make God change it. Make God change it.
Right.
But when you finally said, God
change
me. Change
me, right.
It
right,
was just,
right, right.
I bawled.
Oh,
I bawled.
Wow. Thank you. Thank
Boy,
you.
Boy, I
you.
Hope you get all the
Thank
Seriously,
you. Thank
it's
you. That was
so good.
That storyline was tough for me because it was so new. The pronouns, and there's something that really hasn't been explored too much on
especially black community.
Especially in the black community. And I was like, I was on the fence because I was like, they don't really know why my character feels the way that he feels. I mean, people can come to their own conclusions. So it was this tough storyline for me. Eric was a great actor that played my son, and the way that it was written was so beautiful. So thank you for enjoying that.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
I have to give you recognition. You got your Hall of Fame Walk of Fame. I think I'm saying it right. Hollywood Walk of Fame
yes.
star.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I'm
thank
so
you.
Proud of
Thank you so much.
Look
thank
at
you.
That.
That's me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's me. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh my God, Morris, thank you so much for coming on my first.
Thank you for having me. And you're killing it. You're killing it out here.
Oh yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay, am I doing good?
You're doing great. You're killing it. She's killing it, right? She's killing it, right? Thank you for having me so much. Thank you so much.
Okay. We're gonna take a break. But we're gonna take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much for having me. Good luck to you so much.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarcella.
Putting bad guys away, there's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarcella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the law was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarcella.
We gotta show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we go, please consider supporting the Brown Bag Lady. They are a nonprofit rooted in using kindness, food, and essentials as a way to improve the lives of homeless and others throughout Los Angeles. Woo! To this date, the Brown Bag Lady has made sure over 90,000 people have not gone to bed hungry. Okay? I love her. Her name is Miss Jackie. Her name is Miss Jackie. I love Miss Jackie. If you want to donate, please donate at the link below. You will be helping homeless people, and that is my big thing. So do it!
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.